It was supposed to be an exception, a law passed to allow Chileans to dip into their pension savings just once to offset pandemic hardships. A year later, 67-year-old Guillermina Gutierrez is hoping that Congress will approve a fourth withdrawal of 10% of her remaining savings, which are now practically gone.
If it weren't for the pension withdrawals, I couldn't have paid the rent. It's been my salvation.
After more than 40 years of working in the health sector, Guillermina Gutierrez retired, but you'd never know it. She says it's impossible to survive on her $180 a month pension, so she works 5 days a week as a podiatrist to make ends meet. Chile's private pension funds, or AFPs, are widely unpopular. But they're also key for maintaining large capital markets and therefore financial stability. Former central bank director Rodrigo Vergara says the withdrawals are a terrible idea.
So mortgages are now more expensive. Long-term funding for medium-sized companies have become more difficult. The funding for government bonds, long-term government bonds in local currency, is more expensive now. And this is very much related to these withdrawals.
The AFPs have lost over $45 billion in pension withdrawals. One more, if approved, could put the final nail in their coffin. Most ordinary Chileans say they'd rather have money in their pockets today, regardless of what it will mean for their pensions tomorrow. But there's another, more immediate problem.
Having too much money in circulation is not always a good thing because it can provoke something that sparks fear in the hearts of everyone. That is inflation, something that Chile has been able to avoid at least until now. But the constant withdrawals of pension funds has contributed to a massive increase in consumption in this country of everything you can imagine, from cars to knickknacks like this. And that has increased inflation from 3% to 6% this year alone.
Economic analysts believe upcoming elections are the reason why politicians are nevertheless contemplating yet another withdrawal.
It doesn't make any sense from an economic point of view. It's a bad public policy. It doesn't make any sense from a public policy point of view.
Asked about having almost no retirement savings left, Guillermina Gutierrez consoles herself by saying she couldn't have survived on her pension anyway. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.